Hello and welcome to another episode of Searching the Obvious, a podcast by Dixiel Rodriguez. Psalms 139:7 says, "Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence?" Dr. Rodriguez focuses on how the Holy Spirit is ever active in our surroundings and in our lives, urging us to serve others. Her personal stories challenge the listener to be mindful of the Christian walk, recognizing our own fallibilities. This episode is entitled, The Bookmark.
Several years ago, I was gifted a bookmark. The bookmark is square, thick metal, and has beautiful Celtic designs carved on it with the engraving, "Live, Laugh, Love." It is not a bookmark that I would have selected for myself. It is heavy and it slips out of books quite easily, which renders its primary purpose useless. Yet it's beautiful and oddly profound. Live, laugh, love. An invitational phrase, a checklist of sorts. Which one have I done today? Maybe the trifecta of pathos is a simple reminder of what to keep in mind long term, what to remember. It makes me wonder, could we sum up transformative moments of our lives into just three words? This week is dedicated to academic professional development meetings. For 4 days, professors from across the state of Texas will spend 6 hours in workshops, training, and lectures. 4 days of driving to a convention center that seats 3,000 but has only 500 parking spaces. I'm late to the first faculty lecture series, and I quickly search for a seat. I quietly tiptoe towards the last aisle in the auditorium, where there is an empty chair next to my friend, Dr. Michaels, a composer and music professor. I whisper hello, sit down, and to my horror, I hear the heavy sound of my Celtic bookmark fall to the floor, hit the tile, and vibrate. As people turn around and look my way, wondering where the sound is coming from, I simply look ahead as if I am unaware of the situation. As the bookmark becomes silent in its movement, my colleague whispers, "Your bookmark is set to A sharp." I smile and try to control a small burst of laughter. During our first break between lectures, Dr. Michaels examines the bookmark. He finds the metal to be resilient, yet problematic, as he notices the bookmark's weight will never hold still between pages. "It is a rather persistent bookmark," he states. "Consider that every time it escapes the pages of a book, it will fall and remind you of three rather important general tasks. Live, laugh, and love. Don't you think everybody must have their own personal descriptive words to encapsulate a part of their journey so far? An event worth remembering, maybe often?" Still holding the bookmark, Dr. Michael shares that as a young disabled boy, he grew up in a time where little resources could help him succeed in school. He never spoke up in class. Music helped him communicate. When his grandmother took him to church, he would listen to the choir, hear the harmonies meant for heaven, and say, "I want to write something for God." As a little boy, he prayed for a gift and dedicated its outcome. "Help me learn to play and write music for you, and I will spend my life teaching others how to praise you." I listen carefully, reflecting on the many concerts I have attended where Dr. Michaels conducted an original creation of music and performed by the university orchestra under his leadership. Amidst many standing ovations, he always looks up, points to the heavens first, then humbly asks the orchestra to stand up and accept their standing ovation. I never understood the blessing behind the talent, the answered prayers in every note he writes today. "There you have a bookmark in the pages of my life story," he smiles, adjusting his glasses, handing me the bookmark. My three words would be pray, listen, praise, he says with a smile, and slowly walks away, using his support cane to probe through a busy crowd he cannot see, carefully touching the back of the chairs, silently counting them until he returns to his seat. Somehow, I know his three words are part of a ministry for me this morning, and I follow him to our seats with my advantage of sight and the challenge to engage other senses as he has done in his life. Pray, listen, praise. Because those are the roots that sprout life, laughter, and love.
Searching the Obvious is written and narrated by Dixiel Rodriguez. We invite you to subscribe to her podcast along with all of our podcasts by going to wherever you get your podcast. You can also subscribe by going to araudio.org. That's araudio.org.